Following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity.
Son of a bitch!
Suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! After 2 weeks of Olympic hangovers, Cabba Radio comes cruising back, rested and ready to kick it up a notch! Tonight, Teddy and E-Rock get tickled pink with the sexy, sassy song and dance of the Pink Flamingo Burlesque. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Sexy himself, Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Ah! Woo! Woo! Yes! Back in action! Back in action! Yes! Hello! Yes, we took a week off for the homelessness, and we're back this week here on Cabba Radio. Can you quit moving over there? You're a little distraction, you know? I'm trying to talk to the people. So we've been away. I've missed you. Thanks very much. All right, settle down. Settle down. Thank you very much. Crimes and Treasons on their way out the door. Thank you very much. Sit down, everybody. Yes, we have a great show for you tonight. It is exciting to be back here in the studio. We did take that week off last week for the 24-hour homeless marathon put on by our friends in Montreal. We put on about 12 hours of it, so hope it helped. I hope we fixed some of our social problems around.
There's no more homeless downtown.
Yeah, well, all over the country, really. It's a pretty big problem, but especially in Vancouver where the temperatures are mild.
It makes it nice. I think about doing it sometimes, just, you know.
I don't.
Nah, neither do I.
It rains too much here, and it's terrible. Just never have any homelessness, but there is, and we should help out. Anyways, we're back this week. Yes, the Olympics happened, as you can tell, my voice is a little hoarse. Lots of yelling, lots of jovial atmosphere everywhere. Good time in the city, I thought, had by most. I know some people are obviously still against it. That's your prerogative. But I think it went off well for the city. At least that's how the media told us it did.
You know, for the amount of people that were saying bad things about the Olympics on the rise to the Olympics, talking to them afterwards, they were all pretty happy with what went on and had a great time while they were, you know, going on. And they actually got involved in the festivities and went down there and checked it all out. And I think that's really what happened, is people really just needed to see it here to really feel what it was going to actually be like. And
it was pretty, what's that word?
Grand?
No, you know, addicting.
Addicting.
Yeah, addictive. Yes. Addictive. Because after a while, I mean, it's just, especially, I mean, culminating with the hockey win and everything, people, it just started to build. And the fact that we went from winning no gold medals in our own soil to winning the most ever by any, you know, that's a pretty big deal. There's a lot of jovial people, and everyone was happy, so that's good.
It was pretty funny too, because halfway through they weren't winning all these golds, so they questioned the podium, and after they questioned own the podium, all these like bang 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 bang, all of a sudden we started winning all these medals, and maybe the athletes just needed that kick in the ass.
I think, yeah. You need to bring your mic down just a little bit. It's not picking up your voice very well. There we are. Oh. No, I don't think that far. No, you don't need to bring it that far. Maybe there you go. We had a good time, anyways, and that's what happened. I think it was. Let's see what happens now. You know,
yep.
With the Olympics, but it's over, and I'm glad it's over. It was long. We had some long hauls at Kitty Nights for the dance party, and it'd be good to take a few weeks off because coming up in May is the 5th annual International Burlesque Festival. Very exciting stuff, including our guests tonight have a show in it as well. It's going to be May 6th to 9th, all at the Rickshaw Theater this year. Last year was a bit different. It was over 10 days at different venues. But this year, they brought it back to sort of the original.
the original style of how everything was, where they had it in one venue, and they're hoping to bring it back for a weekend and really get some big numbers, because the rickshaw can actually hold up to 700 people, which is pretty big. So hopefully we get some big numbers. That is the Pink Flamingo Burlesque. They are coming up in just a few minutes here on Cab Radio. We also have a little radio play to get to. Mm-hmm. Got some groovy tunes, got some upcoming events a little bit later where we're going to be talking to Miss Crystal Precious. So stay tuned to talk to her about, she's got a show coming up. She's going to be part of the Pink Flamingo Burlesque on Saturday, as well as a show of hers on Sunday.
The most precious of all crystals.
My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock is right over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are happy to have you back here on CITR 101.9 FM, because it's been a crazy 2 weeks.
Crazy
2 weeks, full of joy and full of all sorts of stuff. So I hope you had a fun 2 weeks.
A lot that we can't remember.
Yes.
But we know it was fun.
But we're happy to have you back here on Cab Radio. We're going to stop talking. We're going to get to some music, get to a radio play, and come back with the Pink Flamingo Burlesque. Their show, The Galactica Sextacular, hits the Red Room this Saturday. Doors open at 7 p.m. Go online, check it out. It's going to be grand. We'll be back with them right after we get to some music.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow and glow and glow and glimmer, swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glow and glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glow and glow. Glow, little glow and glow.
I felt his hand begin playing with my pussy. It was good to feel a man's hand down there again. I was really enjoying the rushes of excitement I was getting from Rick's strong hand, but I kept one eye on what was going on between Deborah and Sandy. Sandy's beautiful red hair and firm white breast. And Deborah's delicate but masterful hand. Enjoying giving head again. Deborah came over and joined me.
Shock! We're losing him! Give me the paddles. We're gonna have to shock him. Clear! Again! Clear! Again! Oh, man!
Local independent print media is in danger of expiring. The Discorder needs your help. Friday, March 5th, CITR hosts a night at the Biltmore to raise funds for Discorder magazine. An all-star lineup of local acts have donated their time to the cause. Performers include Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist, MT40, Coban, Fanshawe, and Boogie Monster, as well as a special DJ set by the Japandroids and CITR DJs Cam Dales and Tyler Fedchuk. Amidst the entertainment will be prize giveaways and a silent auction with Wicked Swag. Keep local independent print media alive and kicking. Friday, March 5th at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway in Vancouver.
There are 40 million visitors to Las Vegas each year. It is the fourth busiest airport in the United States. It has 13 of the 15 biggest hotels in the world. And with the fastest growing city in the country, it has an average of 8,600 taxi pickups per day. What does this mean for me? Mandatory 12-hour shifts. In Sin City, this isn't a dream gig, but let's face it, driving a taxi is one of the few legitimate paying jobs in Las Vegas. Well, legitimate most of the time. If you want to be popular in Vegas, don't drive a taxi. Other drivers on the road don't like me. Cops don't like me. Let's face it, the only time anyone feels any love for me is when they're desperate to get to the airport after skipping out on their hotel bill and I'm their only hope. Dressed like that, this couple could be a gold mine. Okay, time to put on the smiling face. Ugh. That hurts. Hi there, you guys need a ride?
Yes, thank you. We've been waiting for an open cab forever. My husband and I need to get to the Bellagio.
Ah, damn it, foreigners. That means a small tip.
Sure thing, let me help you with your bags. So, where are you guys from?
The land of tea and scones?
All over.
Okay.
Sorry. My husband's feeling a little tired from the flight. What he means is that we've been traveling for quite a while now. We're doing a bit of a work... Watch it! That was red!
Oh, red, Amber. It's all relative when it comes to driving a taxi.
Great. Backseat drivers. They better tip.
Well... As I was trying to say, this is our second stop in the States. We've stomped out the whole of Europe already.
Yes, and it's phenomenal how every cab driver seems to be the same.
Excuse me, shouldn't you signal when changing lanes? You are carrying precious cargo, you know.
Sorry. Sorry I ever let you into my taxi. So how long will you guys be staying? There's a lot of nightlife to take in Sin City.
Well, it all depends, really.
Well, depends on what?
God, you almost hit that pedestrian.
They should look where they're going, okay?
They were on a pedestrian crossing.
This section of road shouldn't have a crossing anyway. It's way too busy.
Ugh, if it'd been you two on that crossing, I would have aimed better.
That's it. Could you pull over into that alley, please?
Yep.
With pleasure. I'm looking forward to leaving you in a dark, dirty alley with no sign of help.
For goodness sake, you might actually want to slow down before you turn. Now, I know in the States you, give gratuity, so here it is.
He looked so friendly in the beginning. I really thought this might be the one.
If they would only learn to obey the laws of the road.
They always think they're better than the rest of us. The world should be grateful. We are maintaining civilization by ridding them of this scum. What now?
Back to the airport, I guess. And then it's New York, New York.
Ooh, goody. The home of the yellow cab. That should be fun. Gratuity was written, directed, and produced by Janine Rix, starring Jeremy Gustafson as the taxi driver, Vaughn Hamm as the man, and Janine Rix as the woman.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail.
Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy any time. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
...can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Long ago. He knew me since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. But I evidently didn't give him the right answer because he said to me, Mink, schmink, money, shmoney. Think you're hot now, don't you, honey? What have you got if you haven't got love? Silk, schmilk, satin, schmatten. A penthouse high in old Manhattan. That's not enough if you haven't got love. Happiness is not a thing that you can buy. It takes loving, lots of loving from the right guy. And Ermin Schmerman from Jim or Jack or Joe or Herman. That's not enough if you haven't got love. Ring, schming, jewelry, schmoovy. Don't you know that's just tomfoolery? What have you got? Got love. Cars, schmars, and princes, schminces. Caviar and chicken blinces. Don't mean a thing if you haven't got love. Love is just a simple thing that you try. Tips, schmips, and angle, schmangle. Play around and get entangled. What have you got if you haven't got? Haven't got love. I'll take the Jaguar on the right.
That is the Pink Flamingo Burlesque Band with their song Mink Schmink here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Every Tuesday night at 11, if you missed any of our shows, you can check it out on the podcast. Just go to CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C, find the podcast, and there you go. We're also on iTunes. Just search the store for CITR-Cabot Radio. I'm going to give you a phone number right now. You want to keep it in mind because we're going to give away some tickets in just a little bit. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. It's pretty easy to figure out. My name is Teddy Smooth. I got E-Rock over there.
I need a microphone.
I know you do. Sorry.
I got a microphone.
There you are.
Yo.
We took a week off last week. We're back this week, though, however. And we're joined live in studio by Pink Flamingo. Several members. That was a recovery word. It's how you recover. You just keep saying the word until it turns into another word.
Yeah, you still hung over from the Olympics.
I know. Listen to this voice. Kind of raspy. It's all... It's kind of like it's kind of sexy though. I like it. I almost don't want to recover, but I do because I'm going to be hosting this Saturday night at the Red Room for the Galactica Sextacular put on by Pink Flamingo Burlesque. And joining us live in studio are members of that team. We have Shabubi Bubarella.
Hello.
Johnny Bongo way over there with the sax. And we have Blue Morris.
Hey,
do we ever say your last name or are you just one color?
No, it's Blue Moon.
Okay, sweet. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to let that part out. Some of the other members include Red.
Red, our wonderful vocalist.
Which you heard on that song. And who else plays? Who else plays in the band?
We got Todd Bifford on drums this time, and we got Alex Kelly on bass.
Does that always switch up? You say this time.
Sometimes it has switched up, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also have Tim Sars on the saxophone.
Tim Sars?
Yes. That rogue.
Tim Sars.
Yeah.
I hear he's deadly.
Very deadly talent.
Ba-doom, boom. Where's the drummer when you need one? You guys.
I don't know how to clap.
Yes, the one room clap. It's beautiful. It sounds delicious. You guys were out partying late last night. A little bit of Olympic hangover, were you?
Oh, we were lucky enough. Johnny Bongo and I got to dance, preceding a show by In Excess, which was a nice g'day, g'day, mate sort of Australian evening for us.
Who sings for them now?
Is it still the Canadian guy that won the...
Fortune.
Is it JD Fortune? Still him?
Yeah, nice. How did you do? Are you guys fans of the True In Excess with Michael Hutchison?
I mean, they hold a lot of memories for us.
Yeah?
No, they were great in last night. Oh, they played fantastically, yeah, I thought. Did. And
he does well.
It was a lot of fun.
He really pulls the weight.
He's very Michael Hutchins.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good. I remember seeing him on the show, and I thought he was a pretty good fit. Yeah. For them,
he was good, and they're lovely guys too, but no Michael Hutchins.
No.
not the charisma and power that he had on stage.
No, I don't know.
Tell us about Pink Flamingo Burlesque. What is it?
Oh, well, we're a live band accompanied by burlesque acts, and we often bring in guests from, usually from Seattle, and this gig we're doing a space show, Galactica Sextacular, so there's going to be a space theme running throughout, a few little aliens, a lot of silver and gold lame, that sort of thing, and this show we're featuring Belle Cosette from Seattle.
Ah, Belle Cosette. Speaking of Seattle, I do have to say this. A friend of yours, Vincent Drambuie, said to give you his best here on the show.
Oh, so wonderful. Vincent's a great MC.
He's from, he lives in Seattle as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good scene down there, but it's a great scene up here.
Mm. Now, your last show was at the J Lounge. Well, it used to be called the Jupiter Lounge. It was the Live and Let Strip show. Hosted that one. I had an ex show up. We had this huge show. It was just a crazy show. Sold out pretty much. Didn't we sell out that night?
Yeah.
People were lined up on the balcony. So what can people expect from this show that's sort of different from that one?
This show, that one had sort of a little bit of a spy theme. This one has songs featured like, yeah, Barbarella, of course, or Booberella, should I say, as... Fly Me to the Moon, Destination Moon, a lot of interplanetary activity going on. So we always sort of run with a little bit of a theme, usually have a bit of a dance competition in there. So, you know, I suggest people stretch before they come.
And practice the robot.
Yeah, there'll be robots.
Will there be some robot action?
There'll be robots.
Are you going to lead the action, or am I going to lead the action this time with the dance, Shibubi?
I'll lead the action with the dance.
With the dance
we'll sort
part.
Of work together.
Everyone's got a... Is there a prize involved?
There's always prizes.
Yes, I love
I already
prizes.
Have a little bunch of, like, what would you call it? Pick and choose. People can put their hand in a bag. They may get a lint roller. Or they may get a doll. Who knows?
Hopefully it's not, like, cutting a hole in the popcorn bucket. Yeah.
No, it isn't.
None of that.
Can I sign up for that?
No, awkward. We also are going to give some tickets away to this show, which is this Saturday. Doors are at 7 o'clock, show at 8 o'clock.
Correct. And it'll
the
be
Red
going
Room's always
around.
Wants to be off at 11, right?
Definitely. So the show will probably finish around 10:30, 10:45, yeah. And then they have the DJs come in for the dance part of the night.
Yeah.
So it's one to get there on time. Don't dilly-dally.
Don't dilly-dally for this show. It's going to be this Saturday, doors at 7 at the Red Room, which is...
398 Richards.
398 Richards. And they can get tickets in advance. Where?
At our website, flamingoburlesque.com.
Now, exciting news here in studio. I did not realize they were going to bring some instruments. So we're going to hear some live music coming up. But first, we're going to get to one more of the songs off the CD they just handed me. This is Pink Flamingo Burlesque with their song Purple Whale. ¶¶ Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Now, that was a huge full sound of the full band, but we have a few members in studio live, and like I said just before that song, I did not realize they'd be bringing some instruments, but here they are right now, playing live. Only two of them, but they're playing live, and it sounded good. It sounded sweet. Hit it. So sweet, the one room clap back here live in studio. That is Blue Morris and Johnny Bongo. Blue Morris on guitar, Johnny Bongo on the old saxophone there with what is that? Is that the Death March or the Death? No, the
Imperial March.
Imperial March. Ah, we were just talking about Star Wars. We were just talking about Star Wars earlier before the show, saying that I wonder if in like 7 years when George Lucas dies, will there actually be like a remake? A reimagination.
Yeah, you know,
will someone make
50 years ago now, 50 years in the future.
Yeah,
are they gonna remake Star Wars?
I don't know.
They'd have a lot of movies to remake.
Maybe I know. I can play Old
they
Man
will.
Kenobi.
Old Man Kenobi. So
Ben
sweet.
Kenobi. You didn't even know his name? Old Man
old
Kenobi.
Man.
You called him that. I was just following your
was
lead.
It Ben?
Come on.
Yeah, I've always thought it was Old Man.
Yeah, me too.
It's Old
yeah,
Ben, old. Isn't it?
He's got two names.
He's got like multiple names. He's so powerful. Shut up. We are here with Pink Flamingo Burlesque. Their Galactica Sextacular gets underway. Doors at 7 this Saturday, March 6th at the Red Room, 398 Richard Streets, including some very talented local performers, including Crystal Precious, The lovely as always, Evil Bastard, Valentina Virago, Shabubi Bubarella, who's live in the studio, and
you
from
know, Teddy Smooth, of course.
Of course, I was getting to myself. I was just keeping me for last. Yeah. Belle Cosette from Seattle, and I'll be hosting as well. Or will I? Will it be my alien evil twin brother? Maybe. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see this Saturday at the Red Room. And I promise at this show, I don't have any other long-lost lovers out there that are getting married, like what happened at the last show. That was kind of awkward. We're going to be getting to some upcoming events a little bit later on, and also giving away two tickets to this show in probably about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. The number again is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. How long have you guys been doing this whole Pink Flamingo thing?
How long is it now? Like 3 years, I think? Maybe about that?
Yeah, 3 years.
And how did Pink Flamingos get started? Where did the idea come from?
The beauty of Craigslist. In Australia, I often grew up with a lot of band people, a lot of crazy cabaret acts, circus people, etc. So I came to Vancouver 5 years ago and was pretty immediately accepted into the burlesque scene. She's full of a lot of really great people. And so then I put an ad on Craigslist one day looking for a live band, please, somebody. So Blue responded and history was made. So good old Craigslist is the reason why we even know each other.
And it's really, really a perfect meeting in a way, because I've been looking for, I've been a musician, and I've been thinking for a long time that I wanted to play live music for burlesque, and I wanted to try to create that original kind of burlesque thing where you would always have live music. But I never knew anyone in burlesque, so one day I was on Craigslist and I just saw her ad and it was like, perfect, I've got the band and
so
she's got the boobs.
If you didn't have anything from burlesque, like, where did that come from? Like, where did you learn about burlesque that you thought in your head as a musician, I want to play for burlesque?
I saw a show and I saw Joni Gyoza perform, and that was the thing that made me really, 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 really want to do it, yeah.
Joni's so sweet. was it just the piece she did, or what inspired the live music part of that, though?
Oh, I think there's, I don't know if you know the old movie The Apartment. It's not really burlesque in that show, but there's some, like, I don't know, go-go dancers or strippers or something, and there's a live band playing in the scene in the movie The Apartment, and I just love that scene and that bar. It just looks so fantastic and cool, and I thought, oh, I really want to do something like that. Then I saw Joni Gyoza perform, and I thought, oh, that's what I want to do.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. Joni Gyoza.
Yeah.
Sweetheart. And for you, Shabubi, you have burlesque in your family, correct?
Crazy stuff, yeah. My grandmother used to briefly perform it in the 50s here. She's a Cree native, came out here, sort of worked on the ferries when they didn't hire natives. She was one of those... She was an enterpriser, and she worked in, and she forgets the name of the places, unfortunately, but some of the venues along Hastings Street in its heyday, just really interesting people, and she recalls some weird acts, like with really chubby women chubby women that played accordions, and so when burlesque was more of an element of sideshows, you know, as it still is, but mm-hmm. with a little bit of comedy, and she was actually a chorus girl, so I would... Unfortunately, there is no photographic evidence of this.
No.
It would be so wonderful to see. And her name's Misty Morningstar, so nice name.
Misty Morningstar, yeah. That's a good name.
But she sort of brought me up doing the shimmy and everything from the age of 3. So, you know, she was an inspiration for it. I also am drawn to burlesque because it celebrates such a diversity of women's bodies and men's bodies. So it's just fun. It's sort of something that's great for everyone. Everyone wears their characters on their sleeves. Really great, interesting, inspiring people.
I'm really looking to actually get in... Do a boylesque.
Yes.
Oh, E-Rock. Really?
E-Rock. Yeah. E-Rock's been doing his P90X workouts.
I hear, and he's got an 8-pack.
After the P90, I might do it, you know?
Now he wants to get all boylesque up.
Thing, but I've, like you say...
It's not about the body, E-Rock.
It's not about the body. I have moved to Vancouver here recently, and knowing Teddy, I've met a lot of people in the burlesque scene, and like you say, they're so nice, they're such great people, and... It is a performance that anybody can do and express themselves in the way they want to, and I think that's really cool. And so seeing Teddy do his burlesque and just hearing more about it and everything, it's really starting to...
He must have been a great inspiration to you.
Yes, he is. He's
always.
Yeah.
I always, you know, pat him on the back, every day and tell him Brady is.
Yeah, right.
His hair looks.
You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9. We're here with Pink Flamingo Burlesque, or members of them. We have Johnny Bongo over there on saxophone. We have Shabubi Bubarella. She's been talking to you a little bit. We also have Blue Morris back there. He's been playing the guitar, chatting about the band. And E-Rox over there talking about his 8-pack and doing Boylesque. We are going to come back. I want to talk to you guys a little bit more. Some things to do coming up with the Burlesque Festival. It's coming up. You have a show in that. And all sorts of other fun little questions, but I thought I'd get to one more of your songs here off the CD. This is called Call Me.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me. Afraid you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Afraid you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget, 'cause if you let me, I will always stay by you. You gotta trust, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. Just call me, tell me and I'll be around. Call me, call me. Just call me and I'll be around.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Thank you.
Radios, E-Rock on the bongos there. We had Johnny Bongo over there on sax, Blue Morse on guitar. That was that Cantina song from Star Wars. Are we going to be treated to that song on Saturday?
Exactly.
Well, actually, only it's going to be a full
glory.
It's going to be a full band.
Yes, full glory.
It'll be much bigger.
The drumming might be slightly different.
We thought we'd have some fun here in studio. I didn't know. They brought some instruments. We're having a little fun. Of course, on Saturday, it's going to be the full sextacular. The Galactica Sextacular at the Red Room, Saturday, March 6th. This Saturday, doors at 7. We're going to give away some tickets pretty soon, too, right after upcoming events, so stay tuned for that. Again, the phone number, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We're also going to be talking to Crystal Precious. She's got a show. She's in this show, the Galactica Sextacular, as well as on Sunday, she's going to be part of Dr. Sketchy's. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that show during upcoming events. Back here live in studio, though, my name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there.
Yo!
Shaboobie Boo Barilla. Let's talk about the Burlesque Festival a little bit. You guys have a show in there. We're jumping ahead, May 6th to 9th. You guys have a show in there.
Yeah, I believe we're actually going to be the first show of the festival. The 6th. You know, we have a band. We need a sound check and all that stuff. But it'll be fantastic. And then we can relax and enjoy the rest of the festival. I don't have many details about what's going on yet this year, but I'm sure it will be fantastic, as per usual. And,
yeah, last year you had a lot larger role. This year you decided to take more of a performer role.
Yeah, I was on the board last 2 years.
You came and talked on the show.
Yeah, and this year I'm backseat.
Just sort of going to enjoy it a bit more, not have so much.
Oh, definitely.
The deep-seated, all the secrets.
It's actually been sort of...
The gossip.
It's been lonely not being on the board. I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
The world of burlesque is hidden to you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I also just wanted to mention the song before the Cantina. Bobby and Betty Go to the Moon. If you ever see it, excellent children's album from the 60s. It's full of go-go music and a whole lot of space voices and adventures and countdowns. Bobby and Betty Go to the Moon.
I see one of the songs is 29 minutes. That sounds fun.
It's sort of a story, you know. It's a story for kids. They're going up to the moon now, and then they find this place, and of course all the aliens are having a big dance party.
Really?
That's what was going on for that song. So, yeah, just naturally.
Is it sort of like an Alice's Restaurant, but for spacey, tripped-out kids?
I bet that guy in the movie last night would have liked that on the moon.
Yes. We watched Moon last night. Me and E-Rock got together and watched a movie. We like to spend time outside the radio show together. We were talking about your show, the Galactica Sextacular. Now, you've worked with a couple of these people before. Now, Valentina Virago, you've worked with her on quite a bit on these shows.
Yeah, she comes and dances with moi, and she's also our pickup artist. Probably the cutest darn pickup artist in Vancouver town.
She is pretty cute. We also have a special guest, the Leotard Alien.
Yeah, he's a boylesque, the Leotard Alien, and he's kind of a secret special guest because nobody ever knows who he is because he's, you know, covered in leotard.
Is he like one of those Mexican wrestlers? You can't tell who he is?
It's like that, but from, like, Mars.
From Mars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we should also mention that we've got something very exciting happening. We did a green screen shoot last year with some very talented filmmakers, Darren Borrowman and Jenny Wilkinson, and they have made us a beautiful video. So we'll be showing video, is that the word these days? A beautiful little film.
Oh,
and so
like
we'll
a short
be showing
film
it,
or
yeah,
like
so
a music
parts.
Video?
Yeah, a bit of a music video. We'll be...
Bit of a short film.
There's three different sections to it.
To your guys' music?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
And this will premiere on Saturday night, so there's...
It's an amazing film. Like, we rented green screen space in this big studio, and we spent an entire day in this studio that had...
2 days.
No ventilation and no air conditioning or anything. It was so unbelievably hot in there. But the end result of this film, what they've created, is unbelievably amazing, so you won't want to miss that.
And we're doing that in three parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The things you find about when you're hosting a show. What's up, E-Rock?
I got hot.
With your flashy salmon sweater shirt on right now?
Hey.
It looks good. I was saying, E-Rock, E-Rocks look really... Don't you guys think E-Rock looks pretty sharp tonight?
Oh, that's what I said. He looks excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you all.
People always wonder. We always dress up for our shows, so in case you do...
I'm actually wearing sweatpants and...
flip-flops. He looks like a heroin addict.
He dresses for radio.
Okay, I do have to say a quick story. Earlier today, Teddy and the doctor actually came by my store, Echo Clothing on Main Street, shameless promoting, and they came by, and I was dressed in black pants, and I really just didn't really get myself ready and prepared this morning, so I was in black pants and flip-flops and a baggy t-shirt, and I went to work, and they came in, and Teddy told me I looked like a heroin addict.
No, I told you look like a recovering
A recovering heroin addict.
Because your feet were so swollen and sweaty that you had to wear sandals.
So I went back inside and was like, well, I've got a full closet here. So
he works in a clothing store.
And then I thought, hey, you know, I've got the radio show tonight, so, yeah, we throw in a little something for you guys. And I was saying earlier, too, you know, a lot of people question why we get all dressed up for the radio, but it really gets you in a mood and kind of, you know, keeps things going. It's not as lazy feeling when you're in here. But enough about that.
This official moment brought to you by E-Rock on Cab Radio, live every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to get to another song by Pink Flamingos from the CD they gave me, and then we're going to come back with upcoming events, and we're going to give away those prizes and talk to Crystal Precious. So it's an exciting 15 minutes coming up, so don't leave your radio. 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the old computer. You can also find us in the podcast section on CITR.ca under shows, under the letter C, and we have all our shows there. All 44 now.
44.
So we're coming up on our big one-year anniversary pretty soon. Exciting times here at Cab Radio and CITR. But for now, we're getting back to Pink Flamingo burlesque music. This is Take It Off. Back with upcoming events in just a moment. What's going on this week? Oh my God, the Olympics are over. Finally, we have some crazy events, though, that you need to check out.
On to the Paralympics.
Yeah, well, okay. We do have some events this week. I mean, they're not Olympic based, but they're still going to be fun. Don't let it be an Olympic hangover week. Go support these shows. You know, you want to get out and still support all these shows this week. Starting off tomorrow night, that is Wednesday, we're going to start with our friend Paul Anthony. Paul Anthony's Talent Time. It's his March Madness. His guest host this week is pretty cool. He has Last Comic Standing winner, Graham Clark. There's also Saints Patty video by the Vaudevillians, which is that number one seniors entertainment group, so you want to check that out. There's also going to be an appearance from Vancouver 2010 Olympic mascot Quatchy's disgruntled cousin, Squatch. There's also Sean the Leprechaun, so much more. Paul always puts a lot into his shows. It happens the first Wednesday of every month at the Biltmore Cabaret. Check it out. That is tomorrow night, March 3rd, Biltmore Cabaret, 2755 Prince Edward Street.
He's always got a lot of good-looking girls sitting in the front row.
He does. I know. He attracts the hot women.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I like to go to the show.
And he also gets the hot women and the guys to dance at points in the show.
That is also true.
So,
moving over to Thursday, we got Coming Up Rosie. Girls on Top is a group of burlesque girls who raise money for charities. Girls on Top are taking over the Bourbon that night. They're going to do some naughty burly cue. Some of the people going to be in the lineup are Hurricane Kitty, Maggie Pie, Madam May I, with some guest performers, Precious Metal and Gervetta Curves. So the net profits are donated to Women Against Violence Against Women. There's also Women Information and Safe Haven, Wish and Pace, Prostitution, Alternative Counseling and Education. So these girls are raising all this cool cash for some cool charities. So check them out. That is this Thursday at the Bourbon downtown, Thursday, March 4th. Doors are at 8, show at 9 p.m. Oh, DJ K-Tel is going to be there as well, so, and hosted by the professor. So should be a pretty sweet show. Go check that out, Thursday at the Bourbon. Moving over to Friday, we're going to check out Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I'll be back.
A classic double bill at the Rio Theater. That's Friday night, 11:50.
You got to get out of here.
You can't do those when I'm saying what time it's at.
Sorry.
Idiot.
Sorry, it's just God. When Arnie comes
in. I'm going to turn your mic off.
Why don't you shut your mouth? I come over and take you out.
Friday, March 5th, 11:55 p.m. It's Terminator plus Terminator 2 at the Rio Theater, which is at East Broadway and Commercial Drive. Check it out. $10, $8 if you're in costume. All you need to do is put on a leather jacket and put some sunglasses on, people. Come on.
And don't talk back to me, Mr. Smooth.
Come on. All right. Well, we've been talking about it all night. Pink Flamingo Burlesque. Galactica Sextacular is getting underway this Saturday at the Red Room. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Show is at 8, including I'm hosting Teddy Smooth, Shibubi Bubarella, Belle Cosette, Evil Bastard, Valentina Virago, and our guest on the phone, Crystal Precious. Hello, Crystal.
And Teddy Smooth.
How are you?
I'm fantabulous. I almost used my favorite word there.
You are set up for a pretty big sextacular weekend. Not only do you have the Galactica Sextacular, but you also are part of Dr. Sketchy's Strip Hop, which is going at the Wallflower. Tell us about the Strip Hop on Sunday.
Well, Strip Hop is like my new gender, so learn it. And I'll be there probably getting drunk, half naked on a bar while people draw me and also in turn get drunk.
Mm.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Did you know that Dr. Sketchy's is happening like 80 cities across the world now?
It is. It's exciting.
It's really exciting. Molly Crabapple like started that shizzle up, and Tristan Risk actually got it happening. I miss her. She left
I just became Facebook friends with Dr. Sketchy Prince George.
Oh, I know. Did you know I'm going up to Prince George in 2 weeks?
I did not know that.
I saw that.
So maybe for people that don't know what Dr. Sketchy is, maybe quickly tell us what it is and what you're going to be doing at this strip hop.
Oh, sorry. I was just talking about me.
Big surprise.
Big surprise. Shocker. Dr. Sketchy's is basically what happens when when the burlesque world comes together with sort of the underground, lowbrow art and graphic novel community. So essentially, it's like a group of like really cool illustrators, cartoonists, people that do, you know, sort of like some of the artwork that you see around town in the comic book stores and in some of the like lowbrow galleries, and they draw a live model, which is a burlesque dancer, who of course is usually wearing next to nothing and being fabulous and entertaining. Sherry Contrary, little sasspot, organizes it, and it happens the first Sunday of every month at the Wallflower, which is great because it's got this great little bar. It's right on Main Street, super central. You can buy booze. I think it's like $5 to get in, and
$10.
Is it $10? Okay, $10 to get in, and which is so amazing because it's like I'm there all night. I'm doing like something like 20 poses or something crazy like that, and then I'm going to be doing a few of my new tracks, spitting them out and stripping at the same time. It's strip hop. That's what's going on.
Super sweet. That is strip hop getting underway Sunday, March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Wallflower, $10. Yeah, you get ready to pose, like the 10 and 20 minute poses. I've done it a couple months ago. Make sure you pick something comfortable, Crystal.
Yeah, well, you know me, Teddy. I usually can be found in positions that I'm very comfortable with.
All right. Crystal Precious, thanks very much. We will see you on Saturday and Sunday.
Fabulous. Thank you, Teddy.
Crystal. Mwah. Crystal Precious of Dollhouse Studios. She also is in a budding hip-hop career. She's going to be part of Strip Hop Dr. Sketchy's this Sunday at the Wallflower. Now, a little bit later on Sunday, though, as always, is Kitty Nights, and they're breaking the law this week. Wow, what a lineup this week it is. We have Cherry on Top, Camaro Love Rock, Burgundy Bricks, stand-up comedy by Watermelon, and Go-Go by Lola Frost. Like, that lineup is tight. That is going to be Kitty Nights live every Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. Biltmore is at 395 Kingsway at 12th, just under the Hojo Hotel. Doors are at 8, show at 9. Hey, do we have someone on the line?
We have somebody. We have Ricky Belicious on the line.
Ricky Belicious.
Ricky Belicious.
You mean R-Belicious?
Maybe. I don't know. I couldn't quite understand everything that was being said.
Uh-oh. All right. Do we want to get Ricky Belicious on the phone?
Let's bring Ricky Beach. He had something to say.
All right. Ricky, R. Belicious, are you there?
Get your facts straight, E-Rock.
Well, I mean, you're fucking drunk over there
Ricky
or something. I don't know.
Ricky Belicious. I know what it is. I knew who was calling.
That's what I said, wasn't
I
it?
Know,
What can I do for you?
And besides the fact, I wasn't calling to talk to E-Rock. I was calling to talk to you.
What can I do for you?
That's it. Well, no more late-night booty calls for you.
Well, I'm not calling for a booty call. Basically, what I'm telling you is I'm really enjoying listening to the show. I'm really enjoying listening to the show, and I love that I'm tuning in online. I was just thinking that maybe next week we should just shake it up a little bit and maybe do a little video online.
That would be pretty sweet. I've had a couple of offers already to do that. Are you offering your services there? R-Belicious?
If those are the services I can offer, then yes is the answer.
Well, that is fabulous to hear. Thank you so much for phoning in.
Well, of course I'm going to phone in, but you know what? I want to look in, I want to listen in, and I want to be in.
Well,
in the in crowd.
You're always in with me, Ricky B.
E-Rock who?
Ricky B.
Don't say that. Don't say that. The times we've had.
No, I just wanted to phone in and say that, you know what? I love you guys, and you're doing a fantastic job. It's fantastic listening to you. But, I mean, I think I want to not only listen, but I want to look-see, too.
Yeah.
You heard about what I was wearing today and the whole P98 pack.
You know what? Right now, I don't hear you. Anyway, sorry. Teddy? Teddy, what else you got to tell me? What else is going on? Could you tell me about some shine that's going on in your life?
What I got to tell you is we got to get to commercial.
Okay.
Oh. R-Belicious, thanks very much for calling.
Bye, Arby. See, I wouldn't have done that, Arby.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
If you'd like to win tickets to Pink Flamingo Galactica Sextacular, call now, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and you got some tickets to this Saturday's show at the Red Room. Right now, it's their song, Watermelon Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do for you an old favorite. We like to think of our group as being able to play more than hard rock. So here's an old favorite for some of you moms and pops. It's called, and we'll play, Tenderly.
The evening breeze caressed the trees.
Tenderly!
Yeah. The trembling trees embrace the breeze.
Tenderly!
Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we? The shore was kissed by sea and mist.
Tenderly!
I can't forget how two hearts met. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Tenderly.
Oh, that's Tender Man.
Ah, yes, the Muppets. Oh, what a great show. The Muppets from their first ever cast album, actually. That is, and will play Tenderly, I believe. I think that's Ralph leading that. Shaboobie, you
made... I thought it was Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, but no. No, it was not Cookie Monster. Before that, we had Watermelon Man, sung by Pink Flamingo Burlesque. And I just... What?
There's no singing in that song, but yeah.
Well, I know. I just... That's why I could come in and ask people to win. And I'd like to congratulate our winner, Miranda Scandal, from Montreal. She's only in town for a few days. She called in. She's super excited. We had some phone calls we had to deny. Like, no, it's too busy. And that's
make sure you say hi, Miranda Scandal.
Yes, please come up. Miranda, I will be hosting that night, and Shaboobie's going to be there. Johnny Bongo's going to be there. Yeah. Blue Morris is going to be there. Yeah, yeah. We're going to have a good time. So please come up and say hello, because I love it. I actually had an opportunity... a week and a half ago, we gave away a prize for a pinup photography photo session on the show, and I had the girl come up to me at a show, and she just told me how great it was. So it's really good to hear when people enjoy the prizes that you give away, and I'm glad we could give away two tickets to this Saturday show, the Galactica Sextacular. Saturday, March 6th, 7 p.m. doors, show is 8. Pretty strict on those times because the Red Room does kick you out by 11. 398 Richard Street. They can get tickets at the door, and advance tickets can be found at flamingoburlesque.com. Many thanks to Crystal Precious as well, who was on the phone. Yeah, we're going to have some closing moments here with the Pink Flamingo group here. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other people in the band. And we've heard Red sing a few times. How did she come on board with this old program here?
Well, I actually, I guess it was probably about a year before actually I met Shaboobie and we formed Pink Flamingo. And I had another band. It was a swing jazz band. And I was looking for a singer to replace my singer from that band, who was Carly Jepsen, who ended up coming third place in Canadian Idol and becoming a big, huge star. So anyway, I was looking for a singer, and I put an ad on Craigslist, and this gal responded, and she said, her name is Red. And I thought, oh, my God, my name is Blue, so this must be the person.
It must be.
So anyway, we emailed, we met for a rehearsal, and of course she is freaking fantastic. She's an unbelievable singer. And I said, could you please join my swing jazz band? And she said, I would love to, but right now I'm too busy. And so then a year later, after I met Shaboobie and everything, I had Red in my mind, and I thought, we have to hire her for that. So I emailed her, and she said, yes, I want to do that.
It doesn't help that she's quite easy on the eyes as well.
Yeah, she's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, she is pretty, very, very pretty. Tell us, Shaboobie, about this show, in case people are just tuning in. I know you said a little bit earlier what the Galactica Sextacular is about, but in these closing moments, what can people expect when they come to this Pink Flamingo show this Saturday at the Red Room?
They can expect a fantastic host, MC.
Yes, of course.
They can expect some Lycra. They can expect a dance competition.
Dance competition.
Which Teddy and I prizes. Will be, yes, and prizes. We'll be leading the troops in the old really stupid moves, so it is strongly suggested you do stretch before attending.
Do be prepared to bring some sweet moves. Stretch.
Definitely. And you're welcome to dress up as crazy as you like. A few aliens would be very welcome.
Please do.
In the audience, please consider it. You know, the Princess Sexy Leia buns, aliens. Anything you like. You can also expect to hear Star Trek Live, which is quite exciting, actually.
Star Trek Live?
Yeah, the theme.
Oh.
I won't. I don't sing.
Can you give us a hum?
You know.
That one? The old one?
That's the one. That's the one. That Red sings that part.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Nice. Okay, well, that is pretty much wrapping it up here tonight on Cab Radio. I want to thank our guests, members of Pink Flamingo Burlesque. Kind of rhymes. They have a show this Saturday, March 6th, Galactica Sextacular. We've had a lot of fun tonight. We gave away some prizes to Miranda Scandal. Super fun. We are going to be back with some closing moments here on Cab Radio, but I did want to thank Shaboobie Bubarella, Johnny Bongo over there.
Thank you.
And Blue Morris back there.
Thank you very much.
Because they brought in some live instrument, a lot of fun. They brought some groovy tunes for everyone to listen to. We're going to get to a song. Now, you said, Blue, that this isn't from you, but you will be playing it tonight on the show.
Yeah, this is a song.
It's on Saturday.
Saturday, we'll be playing this song. Now, what you're going to hear is not actually us, but we will be playing this song on Saturday, and it is called Barbarella.
Saturday, March 6th, Red Room, 398 Richards. Get your tickets, flamingoburlesque.com. Here's Barbarella, right here on Cab Radio.
See you there.
Shade of living, get me up high, teach me to fly, electrify.
The stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. With song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. you.
Yes, the Star Trek theme, Star Trek I, the motion picture by the Starflight Orchestra. Not the Pink Flamingo Burlesque, but you will probably be hearing that song to some extent this Saturday at the Red Room, Saturday, March 6th, 7 p.m. doors. Shows at 8, goes to 11 p.m. The Red Room, 398 Richard Street. Come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Crystal Precious, Evil Bastard, Belcazette from Seattle, Shabubi Bubarella, Valentino Varego. Special guest star, the Leotard Alien, is going to be there as well. I just want to thank our guests. What a fun show tonight. E-Rock is just in the other room saying bye to our guests. Going to be here momentarily. We do have Cabaret Radio After Dark coming up. Tonight's selection is Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. Boogie Woogie Zydeco. So you want to stick around for that show coming up right after our show. It's called CITR and Cab Radio After Dark, where we take a selection, a CD, every week and put it on, and it'll take you right through to the morning.
This one's a goodie, too.
This one is a lot of fun.
I heard a few songs earlier, and I was starting to jive and jump and wail.
Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. Boogie Bam. Woogie Zydeco.
Bam. You have been down there, there, would have been down in the swamps.
Wow, that really wasn't stereotyping at all, E-Rock. Good for you. I wanted to thank our winner as well, Miranda Scandal. Two tickets for you are going to be at the door this Saturday at the Red Room, so I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. She's from Montreal. That's so great that some local people told her to check it out. If you do want to check out any of our shows, including this one, it's all up on the website, CITR.ca. Under shows, under letter C, look up the podcast. You can check out any of the shows. This one will be up tomorrow. Should be around 3 p.m., so you can find any of the shows on there. You can also find it on iTunes. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock is right over there. Yes. Yes, he is. We're out this week. Next week, it is the E-Rock Talent Showcase.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of
fun. Talented
people. Do you have any clues as to who the talent will be yet? Or
I do, but I'm not going to give away too many secrets.
All right, maybe we'll leak it out a little bit in the week.
You know, we got a few great upcoming artists that here in our fine city of Vancouver that are going to be coming and showcasing their talents. So,
yeah, in case you want to check out the previous show, I think it was, what, number three?
I think
or
it
number
was.
Two.
Yeah, it was really
yeah, our third show on. Ever.
You really threw E-Rock, the ball on me early into my radio career.
E-Rock did like sort of an open mic night, and we're going to be doing another one. I was like, hey, you got to get on there, do it.
I don't think I'll say quite as much in this interview.
We have learned our lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them, at least. So that's exciting. Next week, Tuesday night at 11, here on 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Thanks for listening. We're going to go out right here on some more spacey music to make up for the fact, not to make up, just in celebration of the fact that we are going to have the Galactica Sextacular.
Sexy, sexy, sextacular.
This Saturday, March 6th,
sexy, sexy,
at the Red Room. For Teddy Smooth, that's me. For E-Rock over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
We say goodnight, and we will see you next week. On Cabaret Radio, Tuesday nights at 11, CITR 101.9 FM. We are out, people. Peace.
just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.